Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Draft T-shirt and I just had a meeting, and we came up with how we're going to give away... really great prize. We have not one, but two pair of tickets to see Caps Rangers at Capital One Arena. That's game four of the series Sunday.
For the record, I started to give you an idea, but you went into a commercial, so you didn't hear me. I'm curious if it is the same, because I said, why don't we do Capital Survivor? So it's for
Friday night. How would that be? How would that be played? Capital Survivor.
Well, they said they have a different idea. I don't want to like... put the kibosh on the idea, but I thought we could run with Capital Survivor.
I don't know. We can figure it out. Drab and I we're gonna do semi-hard Caps trivia.
Same thing.
Answer two Caps trivia questions and you win. And I have an update. It's for game three. Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
Not Sunday.
My oldest daughter.
So that's coming up at 7:45.
Yeah. Kelsey is coming here on Friday, and we're running the Parkway Classic together on Sunday. And she asked about Caps tickets for game four, but it was conditional. She doesn't want to go if they lose game three.
Wow. That's kind of fair weather fan-ish.
Kind of, but.
Actually, it's very fair weather.
You don't necessarily want to go to a bummer game where you get eliminated.
I can kind of understand that. I get it.
Well, she's just feeling like it's not a hot ticket when you're down 0-3, too. It's not the place to be. If she felt like it was the place to be, she'd want to go.
Yeah.
My guess.
Well, plus game three is Friday night. Game four is Sunday night. You know,
8 p.m. puck 8 drop, PM. Too. That's a late puck
That's
drop.
That's a late puck drop when
Sunday
everyone
night.
Has to get up and go to work the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, right, so, tomorrow's huge.
So we'll give away those tickets at 7:45. So bone up on your Caps trivia. That's
yeah, so Capital Survivor. We'll play the Survivor music, get them all on the line, and then
JP's
the last two.
Just hijacking the
game. I'm hijacking it. I said
you
it
are,
before. Okay, you didn't hear me, but I said it before.
Well, everyone was tuning you out.
He had a commercial.
We'll figure it out.
I couldn't care.
Are we worrying about it at 6:27? When are we doing it?
Well, I mean, we're doing it in about an hour.
All right, but let's worry about that in an hour.
You know what? I don't know what we're doing.
The Caps fans.
It doesn't affect your prep.
It's not worth it.
The Caps fans.
It's fine.
That's what you're not understanding.
It doesn't affect your prep. You got to prep questions anyway, correct?
That's correct.
It's a different format.
Okay. I mean, JP's got to do it his way. He's very, very headstrong. All right, we'll do Caps Survivor at 7:45. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to talk about Jayden Daniels.
Hey, I have another question.
Yes, all please.
Right. What game are we going to play to give away a Caps ticket?
I like what you're doing. I like your style. So, apparently,
we're going to play Capitals Big Brother.
All right, so Jayden Daniels.
We're going to play Capitals, The Price is Right.
Yeah. Jayden Daniels, who could be the future of the Commanders at quarterback, he was asked about all the controversy.
Before we get to that, I did see the pictures of him in the cold tub with Kevin Hart.
Yes.
man, he's got a sunken bird chest.
But he's also butt skinny. Cold. Just he is butt cold right
okay,
there.
Okay, but hey, it's cold and all.
Do you remember? Do you remember Ewad and like how like concave his chest was? Yeah. It's very similar.
I didn't see.
I mean, what is going to happen when a 325-pound lineman?
Put it this way: he looks like a swimmer. He looks like a swimmer.
He has no chest.
I know.
I swear, that guy, if they on the combine, what was his bench number on the combine?
He didn't do it.
I don't think he did it.
I don't think he could put up 225 once.
But the quarterbacks usually don't.
He's got long
benches.
Arms, too. No way.
There's no chance he could put up 225. I don't even think he could put up 185.
Did the quarterbacks do 225 or benches at the combine?
Well, that's the standard weight.
No, I know it's the standard weight, but I don't know if the actual quarterbacks.
I think the top quarterbacks this year, none of them really tested on anything.
Yeah.
Except for maybe JJ. Did he run?
We definitely threw.
Who ran? I know Penix ran in his pro day. Nobody else even ran in their pro day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think any of them did any of the measurables.
I can't remember.
I'm sure Tebow.
Oh, Sam Hartman. I think it was Sam Hartman.
Oh,
he ran.
His dreamy hair and beard. Man, all over the place.
All they talk about him is being good looking. Nobody talks about his game.
He's like the 12th quarterback on the list.
Yeah, if you were the 12th, played a lot of college football.
Yeah, he's got a lot of experience.
Played a lot of college football.
Yeah.
But are you feeling any different about the number 2 pick? You think
me?
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling better about it.
Better about it in terms of?
That it's pretty obvious they're going to go Jaden. He's the most exciting player in the draft.
So you're good with it.
He's the most exciting player in the draft.
Right.
I would take him 1-1.
So you feel great about it. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he was asked about the whole controversy of the Topgolf stuff. And I don't know if he's got the audio. I actually saw it.
If you went there and to help kind of revive the franchise and get that franchise back on top.
It'll be fun. Be able to go there and just be blessed to really just fulfill my childhood dream. Whoever that is, whatever team that is. So, you know, I'm happy.
How about the whole idea of the group visit? Some guys said they really, really liked it. Did you get a lot out of it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you just have fun. It was one of it was the only visit I went to that wasn't really, where you have to remember a play or, you know, try to remember an instar or something like that. So it was dope, and especially be with guys that I kind of knew throughout the process and before that. So it was fun.
Yeah, I saw that also. He seems very nonchalant.
Put some of those issues I don't want to play in Washington to bed.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think it's his number one choice, but I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like he says, when you draft him, he's going to put that hat on and he's going to walk down here. He's going to give you his best.
Right.
And
eventually
freak.
He's going to like being here. Eventually.
I mean, I would hope.
As long as he's playing well.
I would hope. and I just think he's the best. It's almost like we're overthinking it if we try to wedge somebody else in.
Any chance that the Bears just throw a freaking backdoor slider?
I actually worry about it a little bit.
Backdoor slider.
Because they haven't come to an agreement yet with
Isn't
Caleb.
Isn't it 20,000 to 1?
Yeah, I know.
if you want to throw some sort of bet on Caleb not being the guy,
but I'm rooting for chaos.
Chaos would be
in the
cool.
NFL draft is fun.
Chaos
and
cool.
The Bears not taking Caleb Williams, it would make things very intriguing at the top.
No, but things happen usually that you don't expect. Last year, at least heading into the draft, Will Levis was supposed to be one of the top picks, and he went in the second round. Like I'm a little intrigued. You know, people think that all these quarterbacks can be drafted super high, like 1, 2, 3, and maybe even possibly 4.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Penix or Nix, one of these guys might slide into the second round.
Oh, I think it's very likely.
I would say Nix definitely would slip into the
I don't know
round.
If Penix is going to last into the second
Penix
round.
Maybe
I think
not.
If Penix is there for the Raiders at 13, I think they may snap him
up. Well, what about the Broncos? Where are the Broncos?
Broncos are 12, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, they got Zach Wilson now.
Yeah, their quarterback room is Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, so
those are the three quarterbacks.
That's maybe the worst one I've ever heard of.
Yeah, that's a really bad quarterback.
Literally,
trio.
That's...
Right,
can
so that's
worse what we've had. That's worse than what we've had.
It's really putrid, actually.
You would rather have Sam Howell in there.
Sean Payton, like, you think he's really going to go into the season with that quarterback room?
Where do they pick?
12.
Yeah.
Picking for them will be Funny Danny in our Junkies mock draft.
Oh, right.
So that's coming up at 9 o'clock.
Whatever quarterback is still available on the list, on the prospect list, he's going to take them.
How amazing it is if you were one of those guys that gets drafted in the first round, your life completely changes. Your financial future completely changes. Is there
it's
any
been
moment
mitigated a little bit is because there, of NIL?
Yeah, but is there any moment in our lives which could compare our first Junkies contract
to being drafted?
Well, where your life changed. Your life did change when we became a full time show.
More gradual. It was more of a gradual change.
Mm-hmm. For Cakes was probably the biggest one because we were all kind of trying to figure out what we were going to do. Cakes went from a profession at Toys R Us.
Yes, I was had to leave it. I'm super professional.
Had to put in his 2 weeks' notice.
Well, I did, yeah.
His life was doomed. I mean, it was just going to be cigarettes and
cigarettes.
Giraffes on his dress shirt. That was his future.
I didn't have a giraffe actually on my dress shirt, but his head was on my paycheck, and I did wear a name tag to work. So that's.
He was going to be a name tag guy.
Well, I mean, these guys, essentially, I know NIL is in play now, and let's just say they were making $1 million, but they're basically hitting the lottery because Caleb Williams is going to sign a $43 million contract.
Right.
Drake May, if he goes three, is going to be at 37, 38, right?
No, life is changing.
Their life changes, yeah.
It's not all guaranteed, but. Overnight change. It's just hard to, regular people don't.
Yeah, safe
like
to
that.
Say, none of us have had,
sell a business.
None of us have had this sort of moment in our lives where your life is completely upended in a positive way.
And you trip over $30 million? No.
Yeah, and you're whisked away on a private jet to your new destination by the team owner.
No.
And then you're in front of a throng of adoring fans. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got offered a full-time job, then asked for a $25 raise. And the boss at the time said, F you.
Yeah, you guys can go F yourself. It was quite the eye opener.
I actually did.
And then when we negotiated our first contract, which was for peanuts, they really wanted us to cut it down to three people. Yeah. We could pay you more if you guys nix one of yourselves.
They didn't care, too.
Oh, they didn't care.
They couldn't care less.
I think they said, we don't care who you get rid of.
Yeah, they're all about numbers.
Go F yourself. No, I will say this, and I'm probably the only person that thought this way, but I assume JP wrote about it in the book, but at one point, David Hill was like the president or whatever of Fox Sports, and he listened to our tape, and he said, those are the guys. And David Hill, if you ever look back at the history sort of TV broadcasting or whatever, he was a powerful guy.
Sure.
And
Australia,
he said,
right?
He said,
those are my guys.
Those are my guys. He listened to the tape, and they were looking for like a late night show or whatever. I honestly thought in that realm that was going to be life changing. That would have been life changing.
Could have been. They ended up going with the best damn sports show, period.
Yeah. But I honestly thought that could be life changing. I had visions of being on Letterman, getting invited, being a guest.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And then nothing.
Zippy.
Back here.
But it's amazing. You know, Jaden Daniels, he's worked with like a quarterback's coach who was a family friend who I don't think he played in the NFL, but had like a really good background since he was 10. So it really has been a lifelong dream. And to get to that point.
For sure. These guys can't play at that level without grinding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, just think how many balls they've thrown in their life.
I mean, I can even tell you, like, I heard Jay talk about it on one of the podcasts he did recently, and he's like, even these Division I quarterbacks, I mean, they have to be so accomplished to play at that level. I know one of the backups at Cornell, that's Ivy League football, okay? That's not necessarily the highest level. And those guys grind. I went and watched their practice. It was wild. And, you know, think about how hard they worked. This kid came from Texas, right? Texas football. How hard they worked just to even play in the Ivy League, which is nothing compared to SEC and these other big leagues. Yeah, these guys are beasts, every single one of them. They've worked their whole lives to get there. You don't just wake up with that kind of ability. I love that. That's part of the reason why I like shows like American Idol. When kids, they just take them from obscurity and then they change their lives overnight. It's kind of like what you're talking about here. You know, they work hard at it, and then you get to see them with their families crying on the couch, the moms, the grandmothers, the fathers, and you just get a little insight into how everybody is impacted. It's a special
night. Have they shored up how they don't tip who's drafting before the pick is made? Because I know that was a big controversy a few years ago. I think they've tidied that up, haven't they?
A little bit. I think on social media it still gets out there.
I mean, even J.P. Finley will tweet it out.
Right. Yeah, I think on social media it still gets out there.
Yeah, but on the broadcast, I think, haven't they taken steps to try to keep some drama?
They guess. I think they guess. The broadcast, they guess. But
you know what?
I mean, who doesn't have both things open?
It's a good night for a Twitter cleanse.
It really? I think it is. I need all the information. I need all the opinions.
I don't know.
Are you an NFL Network guy or an ESPN guy?
I go back and forth.
I don't think it really matters. I don't have a preference.
Yeah.
They're just all goofball talking
whoever,
heads.
If one of them's doing shtick and trying to be goofy, and then I'm out.
It's not a night
where they do that, but if I saw that, if I saw Howie Long stuff, you know, and Terry Bradshaw stuff.
I like Jeremiah. I like him.
Is Kuiper still on ESPN?
Yeah.
I tend to like Kuiper.
Kuiper is
ABC,
serious.
ABC has a coverage as well.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's ESPN, though.
No. It's different.
Huh.
I think it's more storytelling.
Oh, I don't want that. They get into the
person who's drafted, their background. It's more about the person, not about the measurables.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saban's going to be on the ABC coverage.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
So that'll be his first time behind the desk.
Belichick is doing with Pat McAfee. So, you know, ESPN, They started doing all the casts. So if you want to watch Pat McAfee with Bill Belichick, I'm sure there's going to be several options.
This is a night where I want the nerds. This is where I need
Belichick's a nerd.
Okay, but I need the draft nicks. I need the guys that know all these guys.
Mike Mayocks and the Mel Kuipers. Yeah. That's what we need tonight.
I don't need McAfee. I love McAfee. I think McAfee's a superstar, but I don't need him tonight. I need a draft nerd.
Jeremiah or Kuiper, as far as
I'm concerned. Is Mayock even doing TV anymore? Is he back in the mix?
I don't think
not
so.
Not sure. Yeah. He's probably just living off all that Raiders money
that was
paid him when they booted him out the door.
That's what we'd be doing.
Making terrible picks. Yeah. All right, coming up at 7, Grant Paulson, who does, of course, the Grant and Danny show here, he's going to try to convince the Junks why he thinks Drake May is the pick. Maybe he's been listening to a lot of you, Jason.
Doesn't have to convince me.
Doesn't have to convince you. I've
been on Drake May for weeks.
So we'll listen to Grant Paulson. He'll try to sell us on Drake May. We'll do that coming up at 7 here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.